Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denard. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denard era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denard, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. What's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denard.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, July 27, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Wren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is a marvelous, magnificent Money Monday morning. How about that one? Let's see what happens. All right, guys. Hold on, Ray. You sent something out over the weekend?
No.
No?
I don't. Let me check to make sure.
No
weekend update.
Okay, that must have been from weekends ago. Well, why you didn't send out the update? Okay, guys, I'll give it to you. I was just joking. All right. Well, nice, quiet weekend. Nice, quiet weekend in Iraq, guys. No real news. Nobody's excited. Nobody got any money. There's no military people being paid anywhere. And I have a contact to finance, contacts on the bases, no military people. And I know military people, fortunately. But there was a little bit of excitement over the weekend, just a little bit. I know two things. One is people have appointments scheduled for tomorrow. There mm-hmm. are people with appointments scheduled for tomorrow. There are people who woke up on Saturday morning to see millions of dollars pending in their account. They woke up to it. Not only did they wake up to it, but they ran to the bank to try to get access to it. Were told they couldn't, and that the banker couldn't even talk to them about it. They had to wait and talk to their wealth manager or see what happens to that. So they were very excited about it. They are excited about it. Even we're excited because these people had never seen this before. So it was going to the next level, the next step. And even this morning, you guys can ask Ray about the rates and he'll give you that information. But they have been told at the morning meeting they are still expecting some things to happen this week. They didn't say today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. They said they are still expecting something to happen this week. But obviously, wealth managers are making appointments for tomorrow, so they're expecting something tomorrow. All right, Ray, what do you want to say?
The rates are grayed out.
The rates are grayed out as of this morning. Nobody can see the rates. That's what you're saying? Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Okay, let's see here. Questions for today. 81 Blue. It has been my understanding that the anticipated international rate for the dong has been 47 cents, and the anticipated contract rate has been $2.20 for the first 50 million dong presented. Recently, a rate over a dollar was shared. Can you please clarify if this dollar plus rate was the rate negotiated at a recent exchange, or is this the new anticipated international rate? If it is the newest anticipated international rate, can you please clarify what it is? Well, we covered the dong. I thought we did a good job explaining to you guys the three different rates that were reported to us on the dong. And I thought that, well, maybe we didn't say it on this call. I thought we did. I remember telling somebody that we were getting contradicting reports of those three rates graduating over a period of time, one, then the next one, then the next one. I think I remember Tony mentioning that at the last call, that we had that information that it would eventually get to 220. Then we had another version of $1.30 now, and then when it goes fully public, it'll be 47 cents. And what other version did you share, Tony?
Yeah, I think you doing a good job.
Keep going.
Guys, just everything we've already talked about, the rate for years was going to be. And just what he's saying, some people already completed their paperwork, were paid $136,138 already. We know that. We know the contract rate has been $220 again, and even without the contract rate, they are anticipating the 4X rate to be $220, what it wanted to be, and either in 6 months, but definitely within the next 5 years. That's where all those numbers come in. There you go. What's next, Ray?
Okay. 81 Blue continues. The Indonesian rupiah has been anticipated at $1.83. It recently received a new anticipated international rate. Can you please clarify the newest anticipated rate for the INR? Well, that would be the IDR, Indonesian rupiah. $1.48 was the last thing that we received as the last rate that was seen at that particular time.
We can't explain it. It's just the rate that's on the screen. Well, not as this morning. There's no rates because they have all been grayed out. But, okay. Nope.
Okay. All right. Burbank Lou says, have any of the people who recently exchanged or who exchanged years ago been given access to their money?
I already answered that this morning.
Yep. Yep. Some have and some still waiting. Okay. Onyx 55 says, I purchased $1 million dong for the family reunion. Can one of the members be responsible for the exchange, and is it legal? For the family reunion. Well, if the family reunion is an associated organization, one of the members can be responsible for the exchange for the family reunion. But if it is not an associated organization, that member is going to be exchanging in its personal capacity as owning that currency and then giving the money to the family reunion put in their checking account. That's the only way I see that. And yes, that's legal if you trust that person. You want to add anything, Tony, or take away?
Nope.
Okay. Freeway 2 says, when the 500 million, oh, sorry if this has been addressed before, so they're already asking for, anyway. When the 500 million note were exchanged, were there any zeros taken off or added in front of the rate?
Guys, no zeros are removed from the ZIM, period. That was years ago when they were going to do that. As of now, there are no, none, zero zeros being removed from the ZIM notes. They are using a multiplier of 0.000000 and the number for each denomination. That's it.
So that's going to make a 500 million, if it's accepted, a 500 million ZIM note is going to either yield $55 or what, $110?
One or the other.
All right. Crowley Holmes says, I see an article posted in the forum about Iraq Stock Exchange halted from July 29 to August 9. Can you confirm this will cause the RV to be delayed and the RV can go before these dates? And this has nothing to do with the current exchange.
Right. Okay.
There's some words missing there.
Yeah. The article just came out this morning. They're closing the stock exchange for the holiday. Nothing really new. They do that on other holidays also. But the big part about it is they're trying to create the International Stock Exchange. It says Saturday through Thursdays. They're bringing it on board, which is the good information. What does it have to do with the RV? Either they're going to do the RV before it and celebrate it, not have to worry about it for those 10, 11 days on the market, so it will have a stable rate. They could announce it on the 29th and just not have to worry about it. They can announce it tonight and everybody be celebrating for those 10 days if we're anticipating before or after. I don't think it's going to stop the RV. I don't think so, Lord. I just don't think there'd be bank appointments for tomorrow, or people saying it's going this weekend, or that, you know, all last week the exchanges were in, which they're in this morning, and in locations. The call center people are in locations, but the rates were on the screen. I think there's a reason the rates aren't on the screen today. So, no, I do not see that affecting the RV in a negative way. Just my opinion, though. You're not letting me run it. Okay, what's next?
Okay, Red says, I went to my local Tier 2 bank where I bought currency before. They are currently unsure why they cannot sell VND or IRP. I don't know what that is. I guess that's the rupiah. As they have in the past. The teller is trying to get an answer from their foreign department as to why they cannot sell, and further, when they might be able to start again. Tony, have the world foreign currency traders been put on alert of a pending change in value of the currencies we are interested in, or any other notice that might be of interest to the TNT family?
I told you I was getting information from government agencies on Friday. So I would anticipate that that is the case. If nobody's selling currency today, which we haven't found anybody selling it yet, that they are anticipating something, especially with more of them scheduling appointments for tomorrow. That's the logical answer. And on TNT, I mean, we go with logic a whole lot. So that's what we've been told. So, yes. Okay, those nuts.
Okay. Jim B 49 says, exchanging 10 100 trillion notes require an NDA?
I would think that it would, because it's above the rate. But it's a bank NDA. Guys, NDAs aren't anything to worry about. It's just saying you're not going to run around posting how much they gave you or what rate they gave you. That's it. It's not like the government NDAs were. I mean, I wouldn't be concerned with NDAs. You're not going to go around telling everybody how much interest you got for how long, I mean, and what they're doing with it anyway. I mean, I hope you wouldn't put everybody in your business like that. What's next?
Okay. GMNKC. Regarding Friday's comments about the dong, you said government agencies are telling their people not to exchange their dong at all, but that is because they weren't offered a contract rate, and that is because, as our committee guy told us, there was no contract rate for the dong, just so you know, and so did some other guys. So that's all what you said on Friday, according to Jim. So that is another conflicting statement between the committee guy and the banks. The question is, were government agency people not allowed to exchange for a contract rate, therefore advised to wait for the $2.20 rate to happen?
They were, and they are able to exchange for the contract rate if they choose to. This particular guy and this particular female woman opted not to take any of the contract rates. And I explained that to you guys on Wednesday and Friday. They felt they made more money by getting higher rates for all their currency than the contract rate for the limited amount of currency. So even in doing that, they decided to wait for the dong to be greater later. That was their justification for not doing
it. Okay. Is there or is there not a contract rate for the dong?
Oh, my God. Yes. The bank is saying there is, guys. Come on. All right. What's this? Come on.
All right, but wait a minute. Okay, I don't know. This is, I'm going to spell this name to you. B-U-Z, number 2, A-R-D. Now, the number 2 and the Z look close when you first look at it. So I almost said buzzard. But I don't know if that 2 is supposed to be... Buzz to a, I don't know, but anyway,
okay.
Buzz. What'd you say? Buzz. So, Buzz question, if the dong forex rate is anticipated to be 47 cents and the contract rate is $2.20-something, what is the $1.37 rate? Another contract rate that will require signing an NDA?
So, for years, we have said the international rate should be 47 cents. The bank is telling us international rate, it changed to 136, and that's what they were paying out as the international rate. The contract rate is 220. Now, different banks may do it different ways, but so far, in the last 2 weeks, the people we know who have completed their paperwork received 136 as their rate. Not as the contract rate, but as their rate.
All right.
Okay, what's next?
River Rat. And that's exactly as it goes. River space rat. So River Rat says, my wife and I both purchase currency and have receipts. Are we each likely to get the contract rate?
Yes, you're both likely to get the contract rate because you both will be exchanging together. Just because you purchased it separately. You're going to have your appointment. You're going to go in there and should be exchanging together.
Papa Bear, having donated to numerous out-of-state friends and family, will the 800 numbers we receive from you work for all?
The 800 numbers are supposed to work in their zone. So wherever you live, your zone is where your 800 number will work at. Okay, who's next?
Tree Frog. I'd like to know, if you have different scenarios. All right, he said this is for both of us. Okay, given that we want a contract rate, then we will need to negotiate how much of a percentage to leave with the bank under management. I don't agree with that statement, but if you're basing that as a fact, we'll go ahead and continue reading it. And given that not knowing what the tax situation will be under until next year, 6 months or so, we should probably hold aside roughly 50% of funds. Okay, here's the question. How would you negotiate the percentage to leave with the bank? Subtract 50% and then work percentages with the bank with the remainder? Or would you negotiate with the full 100% of funds and try to get it set up so that if you needed access to the funds for tax purposes, then you would be able to do that?
Okay. The last statement is the ideal situation. If you could and they would, that's what I would do. If I could and they would, definitely. Now, typically, what you would do, if you think it's going to be taxed, which again, we're being told it is not, the bank is saying it is not. So we will see. Nobody has been taxed on it yet, period. But if you want to protect yourself, okay, I'm holding back 50%. So I'm negotiating with the bank on the other 50%. I have one of two options. I can say, hey, you can take 30, 40% of this 50%, and I'll work with my 50% that I have for taxes, plus that 10, that still gives me 60% to work with the rest of the year and make as much as I can to work with the first half or first quarter of next year until it comes time to pay my taxes. I'm using that money to make money regardless. But I'm going to tell you, our guy got contract rates or higher rates based on just leaving 30% of his money there. So you could leave even more and get even higher rates. But he got the best taxes, so that's something you guys have to go in and look at. And there's options for both ways. So nothing beats a failure but a try. If they'll let you do that and say, hey, if this happens, then we'll pull the money out, then do it. But if they don't, then go with what you know. Even if I did 50-50, I'm not paying my taxes next month or in December. I got until April. I'll probably have till next July, just like this year, because it will continue. And I will have made enough money to pay my taxes anyway. Or, if you even think about it, the more you left there and you're getting 10%, 15% or higher, you will have made enough to pay your taxes anyway. So do the numbers, guys.
All right. Queen 2 says, if the ZIM is included in the exchange slash redemption process and there are structured payouts, how does that relate to the percentage you are willing to leave at your exchanging bank? Example, if you have a 10-year payout, does the structured aspect of the exchange satisfy the term of the agreement?
I don't know. I'm not the bank. I'm not writing contracts, agreements. Those are things you guys are going to have to work out when you're sitting there with your wealth manager. I can't tell you every agreement that they're going to do. Can't tell you the length. You know, they're doing 3 years, 5 years, and now 15-year contracts. Does that mean they won't do an 8-year or a 12-year? I can't tell you that. So I don't know how those numbers are going to work out. Nobody told me that the ZIM was a structured payout. You heard one of the other gurus say that. None of my bank people have said that. You know, our councilman wanted to do that. He said they wanted to do that, but it went by the wayside. Some banks may want to do that to give you the higher amount, but they can't afford it because it puts them over their limit. But you have to sit down and do your numbers. We'll give you the basic numbers, add it up, see what the interest pays out, and then talk to them. That's what the whole negotiating is about. Okay, what's next?
Diane. Thanks for everything you guys do for preparing us for the exchange. Today is my birthday. Please play the birthday song. So Diane is celebrating her birthday today. You didn't tell us how old she is, though. But anyway. Happy birthday, Diane.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that takes us to live callers. First one, 313 area, you are on.
Okay.
Hi, how you guys doing today? Good morning and good afternoon, Tony.
Good morning.
Tony. Right. Yeah.
Hi there.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I love it. I love it. I love it each and every time. But now I just want to ask you this really one question. If you have over $10 trillion $100 notes in the ZIM, do you have to have a humanitarian project to get the 22 cents?
No.
Okay. That simple. That's it.
Yep, it's that simple. No, you do not.
Thank you very much.
Perfect.
All right.
Have a good day. Okay.
All righty. Bye bye. 916 area code. You're on.
So, did anybody say you gonna get any 800 numbers anytime soon?
We have not received a phone call.
What was that?
Okay, that's all I had. That's all I had.
He was asking, did anybody say we were going to get the 800 numbers? I tell you, we have not received a phone call. Last time we actually got a phone call.
We have not received a phone call yet.
Okay.
Okay.
That is it? All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. 636 area code. You all on?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Tony, I got several quick, easy ones here for you. What makes up the cabal?
Oh, my God.
Or who makes up the cabal, whatever way you want to put it.
I had no idea. Now, what's the next question?
Next question, is the HCL been passed?
Yeah. HCL has been agreed upon. We're not talking about it. They didn't make an announcement, final numbers. But you see nobody's discussing it, nobody's meeting about it, anything else, which will tell you it is done.
Is Iraq considered a sovereign nation as of yet?
They are considered. Everybody is calling, congratulating them on being a sovereign nation.
Who is Al Hodges?
Nobody I know of.
Do you read these other websites at all? Some of the stuff that they put out?
And that's why I'm telling you, nobody. That's why I'm telling you, I don't know who the cabal is, because they don't even know who it is. They just think it's some evil empire like Illuminati, who's doing everything they can, or it's somebody they're using as an excuse every time this doesn't go through, because they don't know why it really doesn't go through, and they want to tell us the cabal sabotaged the server, the cabal, you know, is stealing the money, computers, the cabal is, you know, this evil empire that is trying to change the world. Well, depends on who you talk to. The New World Order is supposed to be the best thing. The cabal is the worst thing, or vice versa. Again, depending on who you're talking to. But they're the ones really in control. But the New World Order is arresting Trump, Obama, and Hillary, and, you know, everybody in Washington every other day, every other week, moving them to Guantanamo Bay, which hasn't happened yet. They're obviously still showing up. I mean, Biden was arrested. So many people put on homework. That's just stuff that doesn't even make good common sense. Yet they keep passing this on every other week. It's the same information, but 2,000 people arrested, 4,000 people arrested, government officials arrested, and we haven't seen one of them. And the ones that were arrested show up live on TV next week. So I don't even know why people listen to it, but it's obviously nonsense. But, okay.
The next one is Judy Shelton. I know that she said that she was arrested, but I know she wasn't arrested. But if she's got a big role in this or she's going to be up for a position on the Federal Reserve, why don't we ever hear about it in the news if she's this high roller, so to speak? You never hear her name mentioned anywhere.
She was approved last week for the Federal Reserve deputy position or chairman position, but she was approved. But the week before last, one of these so-called gurus, the same one that's praising her, blamed her for it not happening. She didn't want it to happen. Treasury don't want us to happen. Then she got arrested. But before that, Judy this, Judy that, Judy this. Judy said it's going to happen on Monday. Judy said on Friday. Judy said this happened in the meeting. And everything she says is gospel. Then she's the one reason why we're not getting it. Then she got arrested. Then they actually, and it is in the news, you're going to get up. She did get voted in. I'm saying she got voted in by Congress after they arrested her and removed her. And she's the one Trump put in charge of the RV, but she's the one holding up the RV. And then, you know, just constant nonsense. But that's what I said.
Who does all this arresting? Who does all this arresting? If there is such a thing.
I have no idea. It's the invisible guys. It's not Homeland. I mean, probably should be. Not the CIA. I mean, my FBI guys never said they arrested any government officials. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, let's go on to something else.
White paper, what is that?
The white paper is nothing but somebody's plan of action that they're doing in Iraq. What they plan on doing, what their future is going to look like, programs they want to start, agreements they want to make. It consists of, and actually we put out an article, at least Tish did, that kind of breaks it down under each area, agriculture, economics, education, of what we should look for in that white paper. And that's just what they call it, a white paper. We call it a plan of action.
Okay. I'm not a guru. I don't know how to become a guru. But if I could play a guru for a second, I've been in this for about 10 years. You've been in it a lot longer than I have, but I've told you guys many times, is the only one I ever listened to. Here's the way I see this. We've now finished or gone through our fourth year of our back wall being the 4th of July. Come and gone. During my 10 years here, Iraq's probably had, four or five prime ministers. We've gone through three presidents in the United States, in Bush, Obama, and now Trump. Do you think that our government officials in Washington, Republicans and Democrats, do you think there are some underlying currents that they're holding this up to not have the common ordinary Joe like you and me to take part in this deal, that they have a role in this thing?
Guys, in all honesty, what I can tell you is there are people who took advantage of this in Congress, in Senate, in White House, who fully took advantage of this, who have already exchanged, who have already moved money out of the country. There are some probably newer people in Congress who didn't, because they're not being able to exchange everything, weren't part of that initial group. And even though they may benefit from it, they haven't completed their exchanges. There were people during the Obama administration, not President Obama, and I can actually name the people because I was part of their discussion. NRS, and I was involved in it, who absolutely did not want us to have this. There was some government from not President Obama, and I can tell you that for a fact, because I know, because he authorized us to have it. He authorized me, and he's actually, and I'll say President Bush and President Obama got involved with TNT, and we are the people. And it's the only reason we're here today, because there was definitely people trying to get us out. They felt it was too much for the economy, and that we were causing too many problems for them, trying to force things and everything else. At this point in time, even though I am hearing there are people who don't want us to have it, I don't know that for a fact this time around, because these were all about their money. I mean, they're about their money right now and trying to figure out how they can get it. So not in stopping us, but how they can get it. And part of that was, is kind of, you know, they know that the Bush administration set up what they did for them. Even the Obama administration, there are certain people went in and set up what they did for them, all to benefit from this. And so this administration has actually been trying to do things and move it around so that they could benefit from this. And when I say they, I mean them personally. I mean, the same thing with Bush, though. Same thing with there are people who are making sure they can personally benefit from it years to come, not just us. So I don't think their Judy Shelton is trying to stop the RV. It's been held up.
It just makes
up,
you wonder where our economy would be if it happened 4 or 5 years ago.
Held up like always because of strategic moves made with Iran, Iraq, and the RV has been a central part of that. The money, making sure it's not released until it was at least 90% controlled, is the reason we haven't seen it. Go ahead. What was your last comment?
I said it makes you wonder where the economy would be if this thing would have popped 4 or 5 years ago. But that being said, you probably won't agree with this, but if I were a banker, I wouldn't answer the phone. I think personally the bankers, you go back and check the number of times in the last 4 or 5 years alone, this last weekend being another one, where they're quote-unquote on call asking their people to cancel their vacations. I don't know how many times they can do this and maintain any kind of morale in the workplace. And passing that on to the millions of us that have this dinar, it almost looks like we're all being just played for fools. We're just sitting here with a bunch of fancy-looking wallpaper, and this thing is going to go on and on and on, and the next window will be Labor Day, and after that will be whatever the holy day is, and next thing, oh, we want to have it by Christmas. That's just me talking. But if you go back and look at it, this is the third or fourth year in a row that we've been through this process. It's just one playbook after the other. They just keep turning the pages. And it's nothing
against
you, Ray. You work your butts off at this, and I know you pass on what you get, but you gotta look at the facts.
But that's life. That's right. That's life. They can plan, anticipate, and do whatever they want, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, because things change every day. Nobody anticipated us having coronavirus this long, but that's life, and it's changing things. Nobody anticipated, really, the riots of last October and then finally saying enough was enough. Because, I mean, they were trying to push it out then. Nobody anticipated the government actually getting toppled and going over and going through another prime minister before it happened. But guess what? It was the best thing that could happen. Because look at the change that has come because it did. And now we're looking at right now, everything that Bush, well, I'm going to say Bush, because Bush didn't really care, but everything that Obama wanted the country to develop and grow into, and they anticipated and spent years building, is just happening now under the new prime minister. He's doing everything they ever wanted done, moving Iran out, making sure the laws were changed, getting things done for the people, getting technocrats involved. None of the other guys were doing that. They were just dragging it on and on and on. Why? Because they were stealing the money. Because they were corrupt. Because it was benefiting them, as it still is. But our day will come. The country will RV, and we'll go on with life.
You got your money on, you got your chips on this week?
Yeah, let's get to another person.
Week,
you got your chips on this week, Tony?
I'm hoping, anticipating. It makes sense, but we'll see. All right,
thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right.
865 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. I appreciate your tenacity here. Good morning to you, and good afternoon to you, Ray. Just curious, kind of building on the excitement and anticipation that we all were experiencing on Friday's call, how would you compare your sources today to how they were and you were, at least what we were hearing on the phone from what it was like on Friday to now? And I preface that with knowing that you were saying it's to be happening sometime this week and the fact that there are appointments for tomorrow. But where would you put yourselves on a scale of comparison, both of you?
Okay, let's think about it. What was the key points on Friday? Hey, you can hear about some people getting paid over the weekend. We heard about it. Hey, we're anticipating things could happen on the weekend, but probably Monday or Tuesday. Hey, we're here. People have appointments for Tuesday. So everything that was said on Friday is still relevant today. Now, after tomorrow might be something different. But right now, hey, this is the same schedule we were given on Friday. The only difference is Friday, Saturday, we could see the rates. This morning, we can't see them. Thursday, Friday, people could go to banks, still buy currency. This morning, we're getting nobody can buy any currency again. So, I don't know. I'm just as excited. I'm just as anticipating it. So, I might not be as excited because, you know, that was 3 days. It was old news. Now, let's just see it happen.
Okay. Well, I will say this as a listener in here. I'm trying to gauge the decibel levels and the like. Your enthusiasm is getting higher now just in terms of reminding folks here. So I appreciate that. And, Ray, I would ask your input as well, because I asked that question as a twofold.
Okay. Listen.
Yes. Quiet on that's not very nice. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hear it now?
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was going with her. Like, what?
I wasn't hearing anything there. It's like, okay, what is this? Appreciate that. Thank you. No, the other thing in your commentary, Tony, you had referenced the fact of folks waking up on Saturday, seeing the pending in their accounts. They were told that they needed to talk with their wealth manager on Monday. Out of curiosity, have those folks been back in touch with you that, yes, in fact, they had touched base with their folks today?
No, what they're not doing is talking to me today.
Well, they should talk to Ray then. Okay. Okay.
No,
also,
we haven't talked to him yet.
Okay. Okay. And you reference that the rates are grayed out this morning. Is that like all of the currencies are grayed out, just the ones that we are specifically interested in? What's the status on that? Or are there some showing and we could care less about those? Like,
yeah, I don't know because we just asked about ours, and ours are grayed out. We can't see any of the ones we're concerned with. Yeah.
Okay. And you did indicate in one of your answers to one of the questions asked previously that folks were in as the call centers at the bank's status level, alert, high alert, and can we presume at this stage of the game that all of your commentaries are now including Texas, that we don't have to have two categories of Texas and those that aren't Texas?
Oh, man. There is no, man, guys, I am talking to you guys, hold on for a second, and I'm watching John Lewis' funeral.
Oh,
and unfortunately,
yes.
One of the pallbearers just passed out. One of the military guys just passed out. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never, ever seen that. Never, ever, ever have I seen that. And I actually did that when I was in the military. I was part of that squad right there. God, that is great.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So, I was a little distracted. Here's the thing, guys. There is no more alert. There is no more standby or anything else right now simply because they are there. They're not on standby on alert. They are in, physically waiting for this to happen. So there's no reason for them to be. And yes, Texas is included in that.
Okay. So you've answered all of my questions. I appreciate hearing the graduation song, and we can hear that at the end as well, I would hope, Ray. Hint, hint. And with that, 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project will be underway. And again, guys, appreciate your tenacity and perseverance. May this be our money coming to us Monday. Sooner rather than later.
All right.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, I have never seen anybody pass out in the Honor Guard. Never.
All right, 714, you next.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
I was just watching that too, Tony. That was wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It looks like he's getting up and walking away now, so that's a good sign.
Yep.
Okay. So, thank you for the information about the race being grayed out. It seems to be multiple people have been asking about what makes a difference this time. Well, look at that. And also, you can't buy currency. So, those two things are vastly different than what we've had before. So, those alone will. Without anything else, it appears that there were some protests in Tahrir Square for the first time in a while. The official word is that is because of the heat and lack of electricity. Do you have any other information on that, Tony? All right.
No, because that's all I'm hearing that it is. Even from there, people are just tired. Here's the problem with it, though, guys. They're tired. Maliki, Amiri are trying to use it to their advantage, and they're putting out statements talking about Al-Kazimi's government is about to be overthrown, everything else. And the issue is electricity, heat. It's 123 degrees over there yesterday, and they're still getting their electricity cut off. They don't have air conditioning. They don't have jobs. But guess what? The guy's been in office, what, 90 days? It hadn't even been 90 days, and they expect him to change the last 12 years? No. He just can't. He's doing what he can do. He's making new agreements. The U.S. is extending things out to him, and that's all that can really be done. At this time, they're saying, let's just concentrate on this. The U.S. is offering to bring people over there, move things faster. But guess what? If I'm sitting in 123 degrees, no air conditioning, my electricity only working for 4 or 5 hours a day, I don't care who's in charge either. I'm just pissed. And they are. So we'll see.
All right. And just as a point of clarification, the millions in the account that people saw that they couldn't access, those are people that had SKRs, correct?
No, those are actually people who did their exchanges last Monday and Tuesday and were supposed to be liquid this week.
Okay, so so just those people, okay. And the 30% you mentioned about those people exchanging, that they were able to negotiate and then keep 30% in the bank. So they were able to get 15% interest on the 30% that they were leaving?
Now that's not an exact number, guys, because I try to change the numbers a little bit to protect the innocent, but it's close enough that you guys can understand.
So let's say about a third. So, okay. Just to round it up a bit. I'm starting to focus on what happens after the exchange. And since I'm in California, the tax rate here is 13.3% when you make a lot of money. So I'm trying to figure out how to best handle this. And Ray, do you know about Ning Trusts?
No.
It's NING, it stands for Nevada Incomplete Gift Non-Grantor Trust. It's an irrevocable one. And they've supposedly been tested in court, and they're designed to be able to protect the asset and also to keep it from paying taxes on that asset in that state. Not federal, but state taxes. So, all right.
If there's anything that's tested in court, there would be some case law to support it. If it was tested in court, there'd be a docket, there'd be some case law if it got that far. So tell them to produce that for you.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out what to do. I've located six states that have much lower tax rates, 5% or less, around me that I'd be okay to live in. So I got to figure out how to stay here and how best to do it, or to move to another state, because we're talking millions of dollars a year in taxes difference. So it makes a huge, huge variance, to say the least. And then I have an associate in Mexico who, for whatever reason, has a boatload of dong in Texas. So he's probably going to want me, when this happens, to go and get it and then exchange it. Do I have to bring it back all the way to California, or can I stop in Arizona and exchange it there since they're also in District 12?
Sounds like you just answered their question.
Oh, no, but first of all, when you tell me somebody's moving money from Mexico to Texas and want you to move it to Arizona and back, and that's probably something I'm not doing at all. Okay.
Well, this is somebody I've known for more than 10 years. He was born in Mexico. He's living there now, but he was in Chicago for 20 years. In fact, two of his kids are still in the U.S. or born here. So, yeah, it's somebody that he just can't travel here now. And he trusts he's one of, I'm one of the two or three people that he trusts to do something like that. So.
Okay.
It's not, as,
not so much not the question as, of him trusting you. It's the question of what might happen to you once you try to move that money to Mexico.
I'm not going to move it to Mexico. It's going to be put in an account here.
So, okay.
All right.
Okay. Attorney. Do what you do then.
All right. And with that, hopefully it will be some more fabulous news later on this marvelous Monday. Thank you, gentlemen, and everybody
else
happens. On the call.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you,
sir.
209, Erica, you are on.
Good morning. This is good afternoon. This is Happy Days. My question
Hi,
is,
good morning.
On Friday, when you talked about the exchange, they were going to verify your money. They were going to put it in a plastic bag. They were going to give it back to us. Is that the end of the exchange process, and is that when they send us to the wealth manager that day or an appointment with the wealth manager, and at that time, do we get our rates?
Yeah, as soon as they do that, that's the step one when you're going into exchange. They're going to sit there, and he's going to count it out. And he said there's two other people, so it's three of them. They're going to verify everything, put it in the bag, give it to you, and you're going to walk over to the wealth manager. Now, because the wealth manager is not doing that. Now you're going to negotiate your rate, your accounts, and everything else that you're going to do.
And that is that same day?
Same day, same hour, same minute. Yeah, same transaction.
Okay.
You're going up.
And because the rates have been grayed out, are we able, like in times past, we were advised that we could ask to see the rates on the screen. Does that still hold true that we can ask to see the rates on the screen when we negotiate?
You can always ask. I mean, either they're going to say yes or no.
Okay. And then I'm assuming the dong is no longer being sold. That's done?
Well, people are having a difficult time getting it. I'm not saying they're taking out the market, but over the weekend, I have talked to people and they couldn't get any. It wasn't available, and the banks have told them they don't know why. They can't sell it to them. Their currency department won't tell them, and they don't know why they will be able to sell it to them or when.
So that's that's a good sign. That's one of the things we had talked about in the past, so that's a good sign, yes?
It's a great sign.
Okay, and then my last question is, years ago we were told when we, I'm going to use Dinaire right now, that when we purchased our Dinaire, we got our slip saying how much we purchased, where we purchased, and the date, and that we were to keep that with that purchase. Now, is that still only true, or should we divide it up into the 25s and the 10s and have all the 25s together and all the 10s together?
You know what? I don't think it matters that with that particular purchase or not. If they ask you for receipts for the total amount, it's the total amount. I wouldn't be concerned with that kind of detail at all. That this came with these 10 notes, this came with these 20 notes, this came with that. They're not asking you to divide it up, packages, dates you received it. How much do you have in each currency? And yeah, now they shouldn't be asking for receipts, period. When I go in to exchange my dollar for dinar, they don't ask me for a receipt for my dollar. Why should they ask me for a receipt for my dinar? And they never have.
Okay, so then it's safe to say that because I made many purchases of the dinar at different times, I should just put all my 25,000 together and all my 10,000 together and then give them the total that I have total, correct?
I think you should do it any way you want to do it. There's no requirement to do it anyway.
How are you doing it?
I got a whole stack, and I'm just going to say here, count it.
Okay.
I already know what it is. You count it. That's what I'm going to say. So, anyway.
All right. Well, that was all my questions. Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 512.
Hey, Ray. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
Oh, that's 512.
All right. Okay, so right now, the only rate that can be seen, because he just sent it, is the ZIM, and it's showing 11 to 33 cents as of this morning, right now, since it came back up.
512. Let me try it again.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. We got you
yes,
now.
Sir.
Yes, go,
hello,
sir.
Yes, I just wanted to get some clarification on something you said on Friday. When you said it's happening, and then today you may... You said, well, maybe we'll see the RV on Friday.
Wait, you're cutting out really bad because we're not hearing what you're saying. We said something on Friday. Hello?
512.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
We hear you now.
All right.
Yes, I was just trying to get some clarification on... And then today... You mentioned that.
Okay, we don't know what you're saying. Your phone keeps cutting in and out. I don't know what you're saying.
512,
all right.
You still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right, we hear you now. You were cutting out.
Okay, I was just trying to get some clarification on something you said on Friday when you said it was happening. The bank today, but then you went on to say, but the RV could happen on Thursday. So what was the...
So it's happening, and again, you cut out. So we got every other word, but I'm just figuring the art. When we said it started on Friday, they're saying the activation was given and they were processing it. Every little detail of what it has to go through to go full-blown, I don't know. But they're saying it started and it was moving slowly. Now, starting to be different levels of different authorizations go out, I don't know that for sure. I know it started. I know Saturday morning, people had pending deposits on their bank accounts, and I don't know what's happening this morning because I haven't been able to talk to them. I know people have appointments scheduled for Tuesday. Now, I said that Tuesday schedule could go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't know. So I didn't say anything was going to happen on Thursday because even though I hear things, I can't predict the future, and I can't see into the future, so I don't know what is going to happen on Thursday. We could be full-fledged Thursday, but we could be full-fledged this afternoon at 7 o'clock. I don't know that.
But yeah,
I know
they're
processing, okay?
Okay, and then, I don't know, the gentleman was talking about, I guess, people in Congress maybe thinking that they didn't want us to benefit from this. I guess my question is there any way this can happen and we not benefit from it? Is there anything that they could do to set up anything so that they can be the only ones benefiting from this if it happens?
Well, I can't tell you it's not either because, you know, especially this administration seems like they're doing whatever they want to do.
Well,
I didn't say the court. Anything could happen. It just hasn't happened. It was anticipated during the last one, but we did what we did, and they told us we earned our seat at the table, and I believe we have. So it's not anything that I'm anticipating at all. But I can't promise you anything.
I gotcha. All right, I just wanted to get some clarification on that.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, bye.
727 area code, we're on.
Well, well, well. Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. How y'all doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
To the Instagram.
How you doing?
I'm living the dream. I'm working today. So I'm one might say I'm living the nightmare, but seems like a dream.
Anytime you're working, things are going great because that means the price of oil is going up, and we're about to have a good time. So
yes, it is. And I always figured that I'm working until I'm retired, and so I figured the sooner I retire, the better it's going to be for all of us because that means we will have accomplished what we wanted to. So I think maybe that's just rationalization, but it works for me. I'm curious. A couple articles have been posted about the Minister of Electricity. I didn't know there was such a thing over there. But the Minister of Electricity pointing his nephew to be his right-hand man. And he was supposed to be the guy that was the anti-corruption guy. And apparently the nepotism was an obvious thing. So And you mentioned that they're having the crisis with electricity now. So I guess the reason I'm bringing that up is because there was also a statement made that half the people in their parliament could not survive the anti-corruption law if it is enacted. They would over half of them would have to resign. Do you have any thoughts on that? Have you seen?
No, because it's probably true. You got to remember when Mahdi was first losing his government, over 300 of them left the country because they knew what was going to happen, and they're going to get arrested and charged and everything else. And even at this point, they're fighting Al-Kazimi so hard because they know when he changes things, they're going to lose their position and their protection from being arrested or being prosecuted. So it's still going to happen. Slower time. It's not moving as fast as everybody wanted. But he was wiping out the government over the weekend or last week, saying every position is going to be filled with a technocrat. Not nepotism, not your best friend, not the guy you buy, but somebody who is a technocrat and is qualified for that position. So they're still going to go through it.
So do you think there's a good chance then he will dissolve the government?
No, I think there's a good chance he will slowly and meticulously rebuild the government.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. Well, man, oh, man. I had a hard time keeping my feet on the ground this weekend. But I've been through this. Remember when I lived in New Zealand for 7 years, and I flew back 3 times thinking it was going to happen. It turned out each time I came back, I was able to bring Dinar with me. And Dong. And so it just, those 3 trips that I thought was supposed to happen, and it didn't, just afforded me to get more. And that, I think, was a blessing, or will be a blessing. And but now that I'm here, I'm not as optimistic about the schedule and so forth as I was when I lived there. But at the same time, I still think that, like you said, it'll happen. And it's just a matter of time. And when it does, it'll be the perfect time. So that's all I got, you guys.
Right.
And I appreciate you. You have no idea.
All right, sir.
And
thank you very much.
You bet. You bet. Thank you, guys.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You
585. Erico, you're on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing?
All right. Fantabulous, sir.
Fantastic.
I have a question. A comment. You guys said that, I'm actually on the way heading to the CXI exchange places and one of the here places in Florida. I'm actually picking up another 50 mil in dung. So they are exchanging. I'm not sure it's just because it's a pre-order that they last filled. Of course, I'm going to try to get more with them there. But they are still selling. I think they did their last batch sometime next week. So I picked up at one location, and I'm picking up at another location. So there are some that are still selling.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
And with that being said, so how much, like, how are you feeling when it comes to the people who are showing the pending amounts? Did their bank notification tell them when everything will be liquidated?
No, that's what I said. They asked over the weekend. They went into their branch banks, and they told them they could not discuss it with them. They had to talk to the wealth managers. So they're waiting again this morning to talk to their wealth manager, and I haven't talked to them yet. So I don't know
okay.
what he told them.
And last question, do you have to have a previous relationship with the bank to get, I guess, a quote-unquote early appointment, or do ones who just need to wait until the 800 numbers come out? Like, how do they get their appointment?
Well, the people that do have them obviously have some kind of relationship. They know their wealth manager, or their wealth manager knows them, or he wouldn't be calling them, making advance appointments for them. So,
okay.
But that's all you can do. If you don't know anybody, you have to wait.
Yeah, I've been trying to speak to the bankers at Wells Fargo, and they're just they're oblivious to even what's going on. One guy told me that that's not even how foreign currency policy, monetary policies work. So to tell me that I'm going to get millions, he didn't believe it. So I know I was barking up the wrong tree then.
That's okay. Right. He obviously doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
470 area code. You are on.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Hi. How are you doing?
This is fantastic.
The nth degree. And yourself?
I'm all right. One of the questions I was going to ask, the guy just asked about the wealth manager, because I was going to see. I was wondering, the people that did have appointments, did they just call and make appointments with their wealth manager? But you were saying they had to have a relationship.
They didn't call and make appointments. Their wealth manager called them to make appointments.
Okay. Okay. Also, with the dong, you were saying that the last rate that was exchanged was 136, so that's basically what the bottom rate is right now. And you were saying with that one, you don't need an NDA, right? Or you do?
Well, they're going to tell you when you need an NDA, guys. And it doesn't matter. It's just protecting the bank and you from the rate. There's nothing else. There's no NDAs out there for you guys, like it was, you know, years ago with me. If you get this, they're going to take the money back, do anything else. You can't go write a book. You can't do a movie. You can't do anything. You guys don't have to worry about any of that. The NDA, non-disclosure agreement, is you're not going to agree to go out there and tell everybody what rate I gave you. Very simple. Don't do that. So I don't know the concern. Because you're not going to go out and tell everybody what rate you got anyway, how much you got, or how long you got it. I mean, I wouldn't, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, you've specified, though, that if you sign an NDA and you have a spouse, they have to be there. So the reason for the questioning is because what if your spouse and you've been separated for 15 years, 12 years, and you don't even know where they're at? That's the reason I was asking about that. How does that work?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask the bank. I can't give you legal advice on that. They are going to want your spouse to be there. You're doing it. So, well, I would think. But that's something you're going to have to ask before you go to your appointment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One other question.
You can call the bank right now, today. You don't have to wait. And just say that and see what the requirement is. You've been separated,
okay.
You're still married, you're going to the bank to do a transaction. Does my spouse need to be there? They're going to tell you how to cover that.
Okay. My last question is, during the exchange, you had mentioned that there could be several different banks there too. Is it possible that you can exchange into two banks if you plan on separating your money anyway? Can you do the initial exchange and split it up then into two different banks?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. You have to call and ask, say, this is what I want to do. Can I get an appointment over here and here and see what the guy tells you?
Okay. All right. Well, that was all my questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. You too, Ray.
Okay, thank you. 951 area code, you are on. 951. 221. Okay. 813. Here it goes. You're on. 813-335. 813. Right. Go to 626 area code. You're on.
Use this valuable guide to record your important information.
626. Okay. We'll go to 760.
Is that me?
That's you.
Boy, I just raced to the front of the line, huh?
Yeah, three in front of you were smart, apparently.
Yeah, I'll say. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. My questions have to do with post-RV. It's been a while since we talked about digitizing currency, and like everything else, we get a lot of information all at one time, and sometimes it takes a while to process. Post-RV, are Bitcoin and blockchain technologies going to be a sector that we should be looking into simply based upon how rapidly changing our economy is moving because of COVID-19 and the way people are going to become newly familiar to do business? That's my first question. Depending on the answer to that question, Tony, I would be curious to know if we are going to have a choice of digitizing all of our currency on within these newer technologies, or is this something that's just going to happen by way of process that we won't have control over?
Okay. First of all, I never believed in Bitcoin, personally, because I knew it was a pyramid scheme, and it is a pyramid scheme. Now, the fact of the matter is, so is our whole financial system a pyramid scheme. And,
right,
and it's having or taking time to become solidified that enough people believe in it that they can actually use it. So Bitcoin went as high as $10,200 this morning, on the weekend, which is only the second time it's been over the 10,000 mark. It's a limited amount of coins, and that's what gives it its value, because there's no physical coins anywhere. You're limited to where you can, in fact, even use Bitcoin. It's not like the dollars countrywide. So that's an issue, even though it's getting accepted in more places. Why? I don't know what it is. The bigger fact is it's also being addressed differently in different countries, because each country is now trying to come up with their own for their own backup currency, but now each bank is trying to come up with their own. But, wait, now Facebook is trying to come up with their own. Amazon's trying to come up with their own. So where is that going to go? I bought Bitcoin. I can't use it on Amazon. Can't use it at Facebook. Can't use it at Walmart, because Walmart wants to come out with their own currency. What is going to be the currency for all of them? Steal that U.S. dollar, because you don't get any of the rest unless you give them U.S. dollars. It just doesn't make any sense. So I'm giving up real dollars in the hopes of getting one of these that I may be able to use in 10, 20, or 50 locations, when I could use real dollars in every location. The only reason for Bitcoin or any of the digital currencies is was because they thought the dollar was going to collapse. Even if the dollar goes down, which it did last week, I don't care if it goes down more, because it just means we get more dollars. And then when it returns, we're even richer than we were if we got more dollars. So is the dollar going to be digital? Is the U.S. and the world trying to change us to a digital society? Absolutely. That's why I sent out the thing with you guys from China. So you can see, they don't even use money anymore. But that's where we're all going. But it's still dollars, it's digital dollars versus different variations of digital coins. So until the U.S. government issues coins, bitcoins, or cryptocurrency and make it international, then I'm going to use dollars.
And I agree. Yeah. I agree with absolutely everything you've said up to this point. I also entered this knowledge from a skeptic standpoint, verbatim everything you just said. So now I'm going to segue for just a minute. Back in the 80s, actually in the 70s, when IBM was king, we had AI, we had the intro of robotics. Cray Research had their giant processors. Everybody was focused on the next wave of technology, which ended up to be the desktop in every kitchen. Enter Microsoft and Apple in the 80s. What everyone seemed to be overlooking was Intel, because without the microprocessor chip, nobody was going to have anything, from an array processor down to a desktop. What I'm trying to further understand, based on the explanation that you gave, which was excellent, by the way, thank you, how do we navigate through this coming technology from an investment standpoint, not digitizing our currency to Bitcoin, but learning and observing how to invest from the Intel standpoint, that no matter what happens, where it happens, how it happens, we're in on the ground floor? I'm assuming that these are going to begin, we're going to see an upsurge of IPOs come Q1, if not next year, the year after, 2022.
Well, thanks to Corona, the world is absolutely changing faster than was anticipated.
Yes,
new ideas, new things are coming out to deal with our new way of life. So as some of these things do change, we will absolutely see IPOs involving these new companies, ideas, and technology that we have. And all you can do is do what I do is be aware, constantly learn, constantly seek information, make your connections, and walk around with your eyes wide open, looking for opportunity. That's all. I mean, that's the only way it does happen. Other than that, it's like anything else. Those who know people are on the inside, they're always going to win. Well, now we're in a position to know people. We're in a position to tell banks, hey, when you see something, I'm the guy to contact. When you see something going public, when you know about it, contact me. I can do my homework. I can be a part of that. You got to look at, I told you guys about 3D years ago. I tell you it's going to be an industry that's going to change the world. There's companies out there doing heart valves, doing arms, doing legs, doing total cars, 3D companies building houses, everything else. And they're not public yet, but they're going to. Those are things you want to look at. I'll tell you guys, so many things out of this are going to become available. But if we're just, you know, closing our eyes, walk around saying, I don't care about that, I don't want it, then we're not going to know. But if we're looking at the world around us, and I don't mean my 10 blocks I live in, I mean the world around us, then we're going to see opportunities arise before others do and anticipate those and get started. There's no one guy that you can look at every Monday morning that's going to give you the 10 best opportunities in the world. But there are things out there that you can be researching and look at and then pick the ones that you feel comfortable about or the industry that you know a little about so you can decide if it's good or bad. Or you get started and a lot of times do what I do and I want to know a little bit about everything. I want to know the major parts about everything because I don't just want to know the product. I want to know how it fits in the puzzle. Because I'm looking for the whole puzzle and see which piece I can own. And that's all I can tell you how to go about it. Just pick your engines because it's going to be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks.
Okay. Squeeze you in here. 610. I didn't feel like doing
Ray.
It. Hey, sir.
Hey. Good morning, Tony. Hey, Ray, when I called in, Tony,
look,
and listen,
I didn't think he was going to let you in at all. So.
Oh, man. I called in at 12:45, and I couldn't get in. I called in at 12:46. I couldn't get in. The line was full. I had to wait until you answered some questions, and then I had to dial back in. So that's why I'm last in line today.
All right. So, how you doing, man?
Good. Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it is another Dynamite Day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way, it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
You got lucky and got in because one of the callers that had a question hung up after they asked their question and disconnected. And that's what made it so that you could get in. And,
well,
you know, guys, I've made requests several times for folks that are not planning to ask a question to not get on this line because it only holds 100 people. And it's for those who want to say something and ask a question. And this is an exact example of issue that I've asked people to not get on this call so that we wouldn't block someone who had something to say, wanted to ask a question, from being able to at least get in the lineup. So, and there's some repeat offenders. Some of you just damn it hard-headed. And I think I don't know who you are, but I do. Just want you to know it's not going unnoticed. May not comment on it, but I'm noticing who's doing what. But anyway, thank you, G-Man.
You're very welcome, Ray. And thank you to the caller who did hang up and make a space for me so I could get on today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was Pam. But, yeah, she decided to hang up after she asked her question. But luckily that made it so you could get in. Because I really thought you thought I sent you a pink slip already. I was double-checking my email. Did I email the pink slip to him already? But I see
I didn't get it. I didn't get the pink slip. I was just trying to get in. So thank you, Pam.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, let's wrap this one up, sir.
Okay, guys. It is a marvelous, magnificent Monday Monday, we hope. We'll see what happens. So, for some reason, the Zim came back up, 11 to 33. I'll take it. Either way you look at it. Exchange Center is fully manned. Call Center is fully manned. They're still anticipating something this week. So, I'm going to go with the good feeling I have. Enjoy the rest of my day. If there's something super fantastic, we will tweet it out to you, ready to put it in the form. But if not, I didn't want to talk to you on Wednesday. But if I have to, I will. Hopefully this is over and we're talking to you tomorrow is the goal. But if not, I'll see you when I see you. All right, Ray, go ahead.
Okay, that's going to do it for us. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over.
over, that you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough, and I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.